episode 1035, it goes by so fast.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. I hope you're ready for confessions, ready to lay it all out on the table. Doesn't it feel good just to let it go? Because it all goes by so fast. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know, you blink and the children are grown up. It goes by so fast with no hope of slowing it down. I can remember my great-grandma, my grandma, and my mom telling me to enjoy the time. It goes by so fast. As a child, you feel time stand still. Your birthday can only be like a week away, and that seems like eternity. And with Christmas around the corner, Santa Claus can't come fast enough. Then you grow up. Oh, man. It goes by so fast. You find yourself a parent now trying to slow down time. Is there any way to get 30 hours in a 24-hour day? Within three blinks, your baby is ready to graduate and be a grown-up. It goes by too fast, and you're so not ready for it. You're like, come on, if I can just, where's the hourglass? Can I just stop it? Can I hold it lengthways so the sand doesn't move? You know, where can I slow down time? This past weekend, we moved our son to his apartment. And I gotta say, I was a little happy, but I was also a little sad. I was happy for him because it's a brand new adventure, right? Going out on his own. And he's excited. But then the mom in me is like, oh, but I'm going to miss him coming home after work. I'm going to miss him after his studies and him going out with his friends and him telling me his stories and telling me what's going on. Now all I can hope for is maybe a text once in a while. Oh, and he does send them, by the way. I at least hear from him at least once a day. Whew, good thing there because mama might be a little more sad. But what did it mean for me? Him moving out. That was really the question that began to kind of be absorbed within my internal being, my heart. I was like, wait, what's in it for me? He's moving out. It may seem all great and fun for him, but what does it mean for me? I know he's very capable, but am I? Am I capable? We sometimes don't like being uncomfortable. We don't like the change. Why? Because we're forced to be put into a situation that we're not used to. And we automatically are drawn towards certainty. And that certainty of your child being home and being around all the time is like, yes. And that happens even when you have young ones. Can you remember when your child had their first sleepover? It seemed probably a little bit quieter, didn't it? Maybe you heard more noises going, oh, wait. Oh, no, they're gone. So it's just my ears. Things begin to shift and we begin to question, well, what's in it for me? Because it goes by so fast. I got to tell you, this week has been a long week, quieter than normal. And then the surprise, my son comes home after the move. Yes. And I heard him. I could hear his footsteps and his walk. And I was like, oh, that's him. That's my baby boy. And so I jump up and I go out there. I'm like, oh, it's so good to see you. And he's like, hi, Mom. You know, trying to be all reserve, cool, calm, everything held together. But yet I know he missed us too. I got to tell you, my heart was singing right then. It feels good when your children want you, when they need you. We all want to be needed. We all want to be loved. Well, no matter the age of your child, any transition from one stage to the next can be tough. It can be tough if you've decided that this is your last and you're not going to have any more babies around. It can be tough after their last tooth comes in and now it's only, well, wisdom teeth around the corner. It can be tough going from elementary school into middle school. It can be tough carrying your baby for 9 months and finally the moment is there. It's scary and exciting all at the same time. The moment you hold your baby. It goes by so fast. So how can you slow down time? No, you can't hold the sand hourglass on its side. It doesn't work, but you can. Cherish every moment. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Cherish every moment. We don't hear that word very often, but it's a saying that somewhat rings a bell. When you intentionally cherish every moment and not just let it float by, because honestly, come on, it's confession day. We're just kind of letting the days happen, aren't we? We get up, we maybe put on slippers or we just walk bare feet into the bathroom and we do our business. Maybe start brushing our teeth. Maybe we start to go and shake up the kids and making sure they're awake depending upon their ages. Hubby may be up and moving around already. And the day's begun. And you're off doing your stuff. And your children are off doing their stuff. And your hubby's off doing his stuff. And it just keeps going round and round and round. The next thing you know, you're back in bed and it's time to turn out the lights. And you think back, what happened today? What did I have for lunch? I don't even remember. Did I miss something? Oh my goodness, did I forget an activity? Have you ever had that feeling? And then you sit there for like 20 minutes trying to figure out what you missed and you really didn't miss anything. It was just that anxiety of, well, what if I did? Then what's the punishment? Because there always seems to be a punishment if you miss something as a mom, right? Either the kids are yelling at you or somebody else is. It goes by so fast. We've all heard of the saying, cherish every moment. But let's break it down as to how you can live it in real life. Number one, be present. Be present. Now, yes, it would be great if it was a package and a bow on top. It would be awesome for that to happen. But that's not what being present is all about. You got to put away your tech. You got to shut down the distractions. Maybe you even have to kind of like turn off the TV. Maybe you have to turn off your phone completely. Maybe you need to go into a different room. But you need to be present. That means you shut down everything that doesn't matter at that immediate moment than what's right in front of you. And I know it's hard. My youngest son came home and he said, Mom, guess what? I was talking to my teacher, and when I was talking to her, we somehow got on the conversation about food and eating. And I think I asked the question, so what's for dinner? And my teacher said, well, that's a really good question. Do you have any suggestions? Because I need to cook. Sometimes we can be in our world, but not being present. How many times are you at work thinking about what you need to make for dinner or the run to the bank or the post office afterwards or going to go pick up the dry cleaners? Our minds wander. Our minds are amazing. But when we are distracted, we're missing what matters most, and it's what's right in front of you. Be present. Number two, be available. Okay, this is strange, right? Be available. I'm always available, right? Especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're like, I'm always there, are you? And I'm telling you, it's confession time. Think about it. Maybe you have your favorite show. And it's that one show that you really want to watch. And for some reason, you get distracted. Your child needs your attention. And you're like, ugh. And you keep trying to go into the room where the TV sits because that's where you're drawn to. I know I've done it. Don't feel bad. But if you really want to stop time, you have to cherish every moment. And that means you have to be available. Be there when they want you there. And yes, that might even mean at midnight. My children are getting older. We've got 21 down to 13. Oh, we are party every day. And I get texts sometimes, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And they'll want something. I'm like, oh, I was just about ready to go to sleep. And I'm like, no, they mean more than my sleep at this point. Have you ever noticed when you're taking your child somewhere in the car, they tend to talk a little bit more to you than if you're sitting right next to them in the living room? There's something about that. It's just a time to be free in the car. And there's a peaceful feeling about it. And it happens with every child because I've carried a lot of children, not just my own. But we've had our cars jam-packed. And man, I get the kiddos in there and they're just like, they will not stop talking. And then all of a sudden we get out and you want them to have conversation and nobody talks. It's so quiet. It's so quiet. Cherish every moment. Be available, even if it's at midnight. And number three, be engaged. Communicate how they're communicating. Oh, this is a hard one. Why is this hard? Because you may have to learn some technology along the way. If your child is into Snapchat, then get Snapchat. There's a rule in our house that if you're going to be on social media, guess what? Mom's there right there with them. And they know this. And I said, you have to let me be there. They also know that we have their passcodes to their computers and their tablets or their phones, whatever electronics they have, we have their passcodes. Now, do we exercise our right every single day to go and quote unquote snoop on them? No, we do not. But if there's ever a concern, we can ask them about it. Depending upon their reaction and how they respond to the questions, then we can go and dive a little bit deeper. But you see, you don't have to do all of that and go behind their back if you are engaged. Be engaged with them. Communicate the way they like to. When kids are little, they'll just talk and they'll ask questions. Do you remember that age? That stage in life where it's like, why, mommy? Why, daddy? I don't understand. Please explain why the grape is this big. Why does it hang on a tree and not grow in a ground? Why is it green? Why are some grapes red? And you're like, we're talking about grapes for an hour? And you know they're really not interested in grapes, but they're interested in the questions. They want to know more. It's the curiosity. We have to bring that into our grown-uphood, so to speak, our parenting. We have to begin to have that curiosity. So when your kids are chatty monkeys, then be chatty monkeys right with them and listen with open ears because it goes by so fast. And as they get older and they start texting you more than talking to you more, then be sure you got your emojis working and you're texting to them too. You have to leave the doors of opportunity open because it all goes by so fast. What do you want to slow down in your life? What's passing you by? Maybe you've lost somebody recently. I watched the CMAs and I do like country music. I listen to a lot of music. But I got to tell you, when Carrie Underwood sang the hymn and they did the memorandum of those who had passed, I could not help but pray for those families. And I also couldn't help but remember those who I have lost. My dad, my grandparents on both sides, my aunt,
my good friends. I had a good high school friend who was younger than me, and he died before I even got to college. Time doesn't stop. We would like it to, but it doesn't. What would you like to slow down today so you could have more time? What do you need to be more present in? What do you need to be more available for? What do you need to be more engaged with? And you could ask the question, whom, with all of those? We just kind of, I don't know, go through the motions, and I'm guilty of it. And it's hard. We're moving right now. My house is a disaster zone. It looks like three tornadoes have come through it. Why? Well, we're packing boxes. I've moved out another child. So I've got rooms that are halfway put together. We've got the holidays coming up. My daughter has her musical this weekend. And so my bathroom looks like a total makeup zone with all this craziness going on because I do her makeup. It's just ridiculous. My kitchen, yeah, the elves have not shown up to clean it. I would like time to stand still so I could get my life in order. So I could be present, be available, and be engaged. But life doesn't give us everything we want when we want it. We have to go after it. We have to cherish every moment. Regardless of what they say, your child wants you in their life. Being a mom, being a dad is the toughest job in the world. Yet it's the most rewarding one ever. And I can't help but think how God looks down on us as his children. He's got to feel the same way we do. Have you ever had those God winks that show up in a text message? And you're like, wow, that's like exactly what I needed right when I needed it. Or an email that comes across. That's God being engaged. He's communicating with you. He's meeting you where you are. We need to remember all of this as an earthly parent. And that means also we may have extended families. I know for us in the church, I feel like there's times I have hundreds of children because they're all around me and you're working with them and you just feel like they're part of you. So we all have an extension of our family. My family's tough. It's not easy, yet it's the most rewarding. And sometimes it's just hard to find someone to talk to and say, I need some help with this. Or I've tried all of these things and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. It's okay to need help. I still ask for help. I don't have it all put together. I've already called my mom and said, Mom, you realize we're booking you out for about 2 weeks when we move. You have to come help me pack. Then you have to come help me unpack. Oh, and wait, you have to go help me find a house. We all need someone there for us. If you're needing someone and you want someone to come beside you, you've got questions, or you just want to talk, you just want to have a confession time. Confession's good for the soul. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There'll be a little form that pops up. Just begin to fill that out. It comes directly to me. Nobody else sees it. It's confidential. Those questions are very simple, by the way. If you've never clicked on that form, let your curiosity peak today. Go click on it. When you click on that link, just see what pops up. I think you'll think, well, maybe I should take advantage of this gift. It is a gift, my way of giving back. All of this in our life, it all goes by so fast. We need to cherish every moment. God wants to be part of our lives as much as we want to be a part of our children's lives. It comes full circle, doesn't it? So saddle up and enjoy the adventures, because it's going to go by way too fast. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a marvelous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.